Good morning, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, how are you doing, Jasmine? I just recently acquired I just recently got a client. I'm going to see him this morning, and I was just wondering, do y'all do that? Do y'all facilitate that type of situation?
Yes, this is
Like,
a home care agency.
okay. How does it work? How do you pay? How do you rank? How does it go?
So is the patient on services already, or do we have to put him through services?
I believe he's getting some services. He lives in a senior facility in back of where I live. His name is
Okay.
Mr. Ryan. I'm going
Do you know
to
what type
visit
of
him today.
insurance?
Probably the regular state insurance, which
All
would be
right, tell
like
you what. I'm going to give you my information. Once you have the patient in front of you, you're going to call me so that we could check to see if he's eligible. If he's already on services, then we can discuss his care plan and do any necessary changes with the state. And are you going to be his attendant to get paid to take care of him?
Yes, absolutely. I'm
So
going to visit him
then,
this morning. That's why I was trying to get a little leeway. I was just trying to do my homework because I need for this to happen immediately, and he really does need the care.
It
So he's
doesn't
like in
happen
a crowded
immediately.
apartment.
It doesn't happen immediately. We have to first check to see if he's on services. If he's on services, then it can happen within the next 2 weeks. If he's not on services, we have to get him onto services. And it's a process. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my direct number. You're going to call me so that we can get everything ready for you as soon
Okay,
as possible.
can you just send that contact information to this phone? Is that possible?
I don't text. You have something to write with?
I have notes. Yeah, one second. Hold on.
Take your time.
Let me get in my notes.
So what county is the patient in?
Montgomery.
Okay, Montgomery County. And do you have the patient's first and last name?
His name is Ronald. I'm gonna
Mr.
have when I call
Ronald.
you, yeah, Mr. Ronald. Yeah, so when I call you back, I'll be able to give you all the specifics. So, yeah.
And Ronald is the patient and you're the caregiver.
Yes. I'm here. Are you still there? Yeah, you were breaking up a little bit, but that's fine. I can hear you. I'm just waiting for the information at this point.
What's your name?
My name is James Wilkins. Wilkins. James. You're
Seven.
breaking up. Hold up. 267-368.
No,
Eight
no, no.
five four three.
I'm giving you my direct number. It's 267.
Oh, okay.
551 7410.
Okay, and what's your name?
Jasmine, that's 267-551-7410.
Okay, Jasmine.
You're going to call me as soon as you're with the patient because then I'm going to extract his information. We're going to check his eligibility, and if we need to process him today, we'll get him on his. We'll get him started. We'll send you the hiring application and everything, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Listen to what I'm going to need. I'm going to need his first and last name, his date of birth, his address, a good number to reach him, and his Medicaid. If he's on Medicaid, we need to know if he's on Medicaid or not. And then I can check everything else for you, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, sir. Call
All
me.
right.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.